Hello.
Hi, Lewis. I
Hi,
have
Sarah.
Kiara. I'm going to transfer her in, okay? So hold on.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Tiara.
No, this is
Hello.
Sarah. Oh, he is. Okay, she made it. I'm sorry.
How are you, Mr. Lewis?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. So good to hear that emboldening, optimistic voice of
That's
yours this
great,
afternoon.
great, great.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay. And I just have a couple just questions for you. First question is,
Sure.
why did you choose the profession as a home health aid worker?
Why did I choose the profession that I did? It's actually a long story, but I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. My brother a few years ago was shot. And he needed help, and no one else I didn't trust to do it, and that's what made me come into this profession. So
Wow, that's
I'm here.
phenomenal. And God rest you, your brother's still living.
Oh
Let
no,
me
he's
ask.
gone. Yep, he's
Oh, I'm
gone.
so
But
sorry to
it's just,
hear that.
yeah, it's fine. It's
So
just a bullet from
sorry.
the fragment. It stayed in a little too long in the seizures and stuff. So yeah.
The next question is, what are your greatest strengths and weaknesses as a caregiver?
Okay, my greatest weakness, I can start with weakness. Weakness, I'm not going to lie to you, Mr. Lewis. I'm probably going to ask you a little bit too many questions. I'm a very much a woman that I want to know exactly what you need. So don't mind me if I ask 113 questions from me, but I
Oh,
just want to
no
make sure I'm doing
problem.
whatever it is right. So I might be a little naggy as far as that. My strengths, I don't really, I'm trying to figure out my, just like helping people. So to be honest, Mr. Lewis, you're getting one of the best ones, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. It sounds like that. And I would add, you sound like an effective communicator. That's what it sounds like. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years. I'm actually trying to go to school for mortuary science and cosmetology. So it's
That's
just doing makeup on the
phenomenal.
deceased.
Wow.
And yeah, so I'm really into just, I think no one, everyone wants the life and no one thinks of death, and death is still a part of that, and I'm okay with helping people to go home and look nice while they do it. That's actually my goal.
Okay, in your experience as a home health aid worker, how do you communicate with your patients and their families?
What was the last part? How do I communicate with
Communicate
them?
with the patients and their families.
Oh, family. Yeah, it depends. So if you have the people that you trust, that you communicate with, that you know is for your best interest, Mr. Lewis, that's the number I should have. Two or three or four, however many people it is. And whatever your system is, whatever your program is, we just got to stay on top of it. Your schedule and how your everyday of living. I don't know yet until I get there,
No.
but.
And the last question I want to ask you is, could you describe your last working situation? Some of the good aspects and some of the bad aspects.
I don't want to really say anything bad. I think I work with a lot of older people, so I think as we get older, you just have less mobility, less everything starts to kind of diminish, I think. So
Oh,
I
you're
don't really want
telling
to
the
say bad, but
truth.
you just
The whole body starts
it
breaking
can be,
down.
it can be a diaper issue, it can be, the bed is wet, soiled, and I have to clean, like it's normal stuff. I just don't tolerate disrespect and disrespect. That's probably
Okay.
my pet
All
peeve.
right, so
Other than that.
I basically you actually answered the question very superbly. And you answered much better than the young lady prior to you.
Oh wow.
So,
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lewis.
what I want to say to you is, this is what I'm expecting from you. I'm expecting from you, I believe it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right there, 8 to 5.
Yes, that's
8 to 5.
correct.
That's what I'm anticipating. I'm expecting for you to be on time And basically, what I'm not home. I'm not like in the bed. You know, I have back issues, but I'm mobile. So what I'm really anticipating for you is with light cleaning, helping with meal preparations, helping with I do need help like getting socks on. You know, that's basically the only thing I'm, you know, when it comes to bodily. And maybe some other issues too. But and also going to what do you call it? Appointments. And getting the mail in the morning.
Okay.
And like food packages. I won't be asking you to go food shopping. I most of the time I'll be getting the meals via Instacart. The only thing you'll be is just help transporting them from downstairs to the apartment. The only thing I will ask you to do is to do light washing clothes. And that'll be like every week or every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the clothes situation. Yeah. I do want to warn you, my apartment looks like Iraq because I've got a home health worker in a month. But it's
He's been without for a while. Mr. Lark, I actually wanted to ask you, do you want Tierra to start tomorrow this week, and then we'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah, I do want... it's just, what days are you available this week, Tierra?
So Thursdays I'm not available, but exactly the days that we have, Mondays, Wednesday, and Fridays is perfect for me.
You aren't available tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll do Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
This week, okay. And then
this week.
Go back to the Monday, Wednesday, Friday
schedule. And we'll go back to the Monday. Is that
okay
with you, Tara? Those hours
that works for me,
yeah.
As long as it's good
for
you guys. All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And how many, Sarah, how many of those hours altogether for her? Is it
27.
Great. And you're okay with that, right?
She has another case also, and
I'm going to try to get some more, but they kind of refuted me. So if your work is good, I'm going to try to get you some more hours.
Right, Lord, I appreciate it.
Okay,
I appreciate you because Lord knows you're much better than that other one. Now, but we have to go get my strap and come over here and give you a whooping. If you don't come over here tomorrow, you hear me?
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Me too.
And thank you so much for coming, you know, being willing to use your expertise to help the old man. I appreciate it. And thank you, Sarah, so much.
Oh, thank you, guys. Beautiful. So everything's set up, and she will be there tomorrow at 8 a.m.
I'll be on the porch to greet you.
All right, Tierra, just keep an eye on your app. I'm going to update the calendar for you, and then you'll be good to go, okay?
Now, Tierra, are you familiar where I live?
Oh, she doesn't have your address yet.
She'll give me all the information.
Okay, because I'm not too far from LaSalle. Are you coming by bus? You coming by bus?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Oh, well, that's even better. You'll get here. All right, she'll give you all the information.
I actually don't live too far from you, so I'm probably.
Oh, okay. So you know, I'm not too far from the fresh grocer. Oh, you got a car?
Fresh.
Okay.
Well,
the
Lord
is really
good. You're on Chew. You're by the hospital. Yeah, I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, I'm between Chew, Worcester, and Germantown Avenue. I'm on a little street called Rubicon.
Okay, because I'm on
Stanton
and Washington Lane. So.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not far from you at all. Yeah. You're hot skipping the jump.
Sounds good. Sounds like we made
Sarah,
a good connection.
Sarah,
I'm happy.
God got that other heifer out of here.
Mr. Lark, let's be nice. All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you, guys. Thank
Have
you.
A
we'll
great
talk
day.
To
send me the information.
Yes, I'm going to send everything over. Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow. All right.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too.